Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com, Amazon, and select retailers nationwide.
We just had a live show in Boston, and there were some salespeople there, and I shook the hands of, I don't want to say the brand, with Simply Safe, and I shook their hands. They were like, oh my God, your hands are still as soft as the last time we met.
Oh
we talked
God.
About that for
no.
months after
Bro,
we
I
met
get
you.
That.
They called you the barstool guy with the soft hands.
That's incredible.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 151, coming off the heels of an amazing Coley experience. We are back to the original group, plus Glennie, plus Fights, plus White Sox Dave, going full caveman today and debating what the least manly thing is.
Would you consider yourself a manly man, Dave?
In some aspects, in others, I'm the least manly man of all.
In what ways?
Like I've done one hard labor job in my life.
Okay.
Landscaping. I asked these guys. My dad was get off the couch, get a job. I was like 18, and I got the job finally. It was $20 an hour at the time for
wow.
like 17, 18 year old. It was a ton of money.
It's good.
And it was so hot the day he hired me on lunch. I called my buddy and had him come pick me up in the middle of my lunch.
It was too hot.
No. It was too hot. Yeah.
Too hot.
I told my dad, who has worked hard labor his entire life, he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I thought you were landscaping now. I'm like, nah, they just didn't need the help.
No, you lied to your dad?
I lied to my dad.
Does he know the truth now?
I don't think he does.
Oh, you should tell him.
I will actually, next time I see him, I will tell him. It'll come as no shock to him, considering the son he raised, but that's my experience, like getting my hands dirty.
It is very, not that there's better options at Barstool Sports, but the seven of us debating manly
stuff. That's what
stuff.
Makes it fun. That's what makes it fun, is that someone's going to click that thumbnail and look at us and be like, well, those are obviously the most manly
Who do we think the most manly men are at Barstool? I think White Sox Dave fits the stereotype the
if
best.
If you looked at him, yes.
The caveman stereotype.
Yeah, but then I saw that clip of you fuckers the other day on Barstool Backstage talking about how you get bullied if you wore clothes. Being scared of getting bullied is the least manly true. Thing yeah. in the world.
Yeah. No, that was more, I was afraid of the youths. The youths do.
That's not manly either.
No, I think it was Kevin. Kevin was like, if I wore that in 1996, I'd get bullied. And I was like, yeah, well, that's what, you can't be scared of getting bullied. That's not manly.
Billy Football's pretty manly, I would say.
Yeah,
Billy
traditionally.
He's like frat manly, though.
We just had a live show in Boston, and there were some salespeople there, and I shook the hands of, I don't want to say the brand, with Simply Safe, and I shook their hands. They were like, oh my God, your hands are still as soft as the last time we met.
Oh
we talked
God.
About that for
no.
months after
Bro,
we met.
I get
you.
That.
They called you the barstool guy with the soft hands.
That's
not incredible.
Manly. I've shaken women's hands before who are like, oh my God, I would kill for your hands.
Jesus
do you,
Christ.
I get
do you
told soft and clammy.
Handshakes just to like come off as a little more manly?
No.
I think I have a good handshake, but my hands are very supple.
I have a decent handshake.
Yeah, decent.
I don't know if I've ever heard the word supple used if it's not describing a breast.
Yeah, that is a breast word.
Yeah, I got supple titty hands. My hands are fat.
You have titty hands.
I got titty hands.
Before we get into this bracket, let's talk about our first sponsor of the day, Factor. Notice that the days are shorter, but your to-do lists aren't. Power through those busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. From breakfast to dinner, anything in between, Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled up and feeling your best. Whether you like the routine or enjoy mixing them up, they have you covered with 30 different delicious meals. Every week with over 60 additional add-ons that you can add to your box, like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies. We talk about Factor all the time. If you watch Barstool stuff, it's Factors everywhere. Their smoothies I'll always mention them. They are incredible. I don't know how the technology works, but it tastes like they literally just blended them right in front of you. And the meal is the same thing. 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think, in the microwave. And it tastes like someone just made it. They let you do you. Choose from 6 menu preferences and help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Because Factor's meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved, you're going to love not only how Factor's meals taste, but also how they support your goals. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. All right, the shout out to Factor. All right, first matchup of the day, the bracket 151, least manly things that a man can do. The number 5 seed is saying ew. Just the act of a man saying ew or typing out.
What's point?
I'm picturing
Tommy,
you.
Tommy, you're a huge ew.
Yeah.
I mean, if something's icky. Tommy. I'm going to say ew. It's the natural reaction.
Saying ew is going
to go, ugh. Ugh is more.
That's manly.
Yeah.
That's more manly than ew. Ugh. Like E-W-W-W, a man typing.
And you guys are acting
out.
Like I do this 10 times a day.
You do it pretty regularly. You do regularly. It a lot, Tommy.
You
do.
You say it differently, though. You say ew.
Ew.
You say no, I bet he ends all of them with a Y. Like,
ew-y.
Yucky.
Ew-y.
No,
ew-y.
I don't do ewy.
Wait, Dave, I think ew-y you're right.
And that's going up at number 12 seed, needing help opening a jar. That is a brutal one. That is one that you typically are. People supposed to come to you to open a jar. It's a really tough matchup. We'll start out with the caveman of the group, Dave. Which one do you think is the less manly thing? Saying ew or needing help opening a jar?
Needing help opening a jar. Absolutely. Like, I'll say that kind of shit, like, intentionally kind of to come off as less manly than I actually am. Like, ewy. Like, yeah. But if you can't open a jar, you're a gigantic. In fact, you might even be gay. Some are. Like, you might just be gay.
He do a Hail Mary on the opening play of the game.
I had to be the one to go there. I wasn't letting any of you guys get it.
Yeah, we were all chomping at the bit.
Yeah, we all were, right. I appreciate you tossing it to me first. But, if you can't open, like, a pickle jar, you might as well just, like, turn in your penis.
I love how you said it too, like you were about to hit someone with like the worst insult
you
could possibly give.
So one for opening the jar, KB.
Depends. Who do you need help from to open the jar?
Mm-hmm. A larger man.
Some lids are outliers.
Has your significant other ever handed you a jar and you kind of struggle with it for a sec?
It's yes, my worst.
I have.
Yeah.
I also
absolutely.
Couldn't.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it depends on the lid. I think that is more embarrassing. Ew is a tough interjection.
But think about how gross the thing is.
I'm almost going to say, like, ew? Like, saying ew out loud. I think I'm going to go with that. I think that is more feminine.
That is saying ew.
Saying ew out loud, yeah.
I mean, you could say ooh out loud. Dave, you can back me up here. Doesn't make you gay.
Probably not. Probably
no, not.
Probably not.
Probably
maybe, not. Though.
You could be.
You could be. You might be.
Odds are...
chances are you're gay.
But what about so jar? Is that 100%?
No, you could be like little...
What if
like Conrad probably can't open up a lot of jars. He's just kind of sickly and weak.
Well,
and
he had frail. Cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. That doesn't make him any
Danny
more of
Conrad.
A man. Beating cancer doesn't make him more of a man or anything like that.
I never said
Conrad
that.
Had cancer? I didn't know that.
Is that a bit?
He had a make-a-wish. Yeah, he had to go on the set of The Office.
Yeah. Yeah. He
that's not real.
I swear to God, that's real.
We found out at The Office like a few weeks ago.
Which cancer did he have?
Leukemia.
He had leukemia.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
When he was 16 or 17, he was in high school, and he did get a make-a-wish, so he got to go meet the cast of The Office, and then he never died. So he just completely swindled the make-a-wish
family. Someone can fact check me here because I'm not 100%. I believe make-a-wish is almost exclusively for kids who have beaten it.
No, he's described it because that's how we bust his balls. Like, he hustled the Make-a-Wish Foundation. It's considered, if you have cancer, it's considered a terminal illness, and it's any terminal illness. Even if it is beatable, technically, it's
leukemia. Okay. Leukemia is a big one.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty big one.
That's a.
But what, like at the same time, like look at Danny.
I can't believe this.
He can't open a jar. Open a jar.
Mm.
Great guy.
Didn't even hear about it. Now I respect him more. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I actually respect him less for not talking about it more.
Oh yeah. That's
Tommy,
how I am.
Tommy, you'd be a nightmare if you had cancer. You'd be so fucking annoying, dude.
Oh god, especially Tommy. I should just start telling people I had as a kid, so I don't have to deal with.
Yeah. No one's gonna. No one can fact check that.
Yeah, can't fact check that.
The Make-A-Wish thing reminds me, it's one of my favorite, I think, the Onion headlines. It's like, a kid, he's not sick yet, but John Cena has been lingering at his window for too long. Way too long.
I'm going jar.
Going with the jar. Two for the
That's
jar.
That's brute strength, yeah.
One, actually be a good prank to like buy like a prank jar where it's like welded shut and asking like a guy to open it and like film it. Like, you can't open that? Like,
that is a good prank.
Two for opening the jar, one for saying ew. Fights.
No brainer, ew. The ew is, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
Like, you're an ew person.
Yeah, but here's how I'm thinking of it. I could pass off an ew as, like, funny.
That's what I'm saying. You too, yeah.
You could pass it off as funny, asking your girlfriend to open a jar for you. There's no
well,
humor
but that's
in
not
there.
What
well,
it is.
Well, is that part
it's,
of the
show? But ew is almost like an instinct. It's almost like at your core.
Yeah, you're, right. It's internal. Like, you can, if you say, if someone says ew in front of you, you could go, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck?
If someone can't open a jar, there's a chance they hand it to you and you can't open it either.
Mm-hmm.
But 100% to me, in this scenario, it's like you can't open it when it's relatively easy to open. I mean, obviously,
that's not what it is.
That's exactly what it is. We're not saying you got to lift 400
the
pounds.
The only qualifier is that you need help opening a jar. That's it.
Yeah, there are jars that are hard to open. I've had a hard time opening jars.
Yeah, that
before.
Doesn't make you less of a man. The implication here is that it's a relatively easy to open jar.
Well, the implication is you don't say things like ew. And I'm going to go with people who say ew are less manly.
Whatever.
what is the better one you said? Like the ugh? Or like.
I
just saying gross.
I say ugh. So we had a snake draft of the manliest things you can do. I don't know if you guys have done that yet. And
I think
making noises like that was just someone drafted. I forget who, but it's just like making noises is very manly. Like,
you just grunt at it.
Glottal noises that just come from like your stomach and your throat, grunting and shit.
Yeah, but ooh is a noise.
Yeah, but it doesn't gargle. Way. You got to gargle.
Yeah, it doesn't gargle. Yeah, you need that like acid reflux.
Yeah,
ooh doesn't come from the stomach. Ooh comes from like the back of the throat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, ugh. It just comes from like right here. You need a gargle. Like it needs to be an acid reflux, basically.
Yeah.
So Tommy.
Yeah, listen, I'm an ew guy. I'm still very much a man. Again, I think that one is...
It's a nice sweatshirt.
You want to see the Cito sweatshirt?
It's just a bunch Wait, of... what's a shirt?
The back of the shirt is just a bunch of mouths eating cherries.
I think it's... Is that Harry Styles album covers?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the sweatshirt.
It's a nice sweatshirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think having to if you have to hand a bottle or something to your girlfriend or girl to open that's tough. And
you keep adding that caveat.
Yeah, that is not part of this.
I feel like that's very much a part of this.
If you had to hand a jar to Fights and have him open it, that would count.
Yeah, I wouldn't care about that. I wouldn't lose a drop of sweat. So I'm going with the jar.
So three for the jar, one for saying, or two for saying ew.
Yeah, I'm going
Tommy,
jar
I'm going to find you on a date with a girl that's already too hot for you. And just like hand this jar, just like, Smokes, can you open this?
Yeah, that won't be good.
That could be the new like, thanks for buying me that Lambo that people like reply to guys.
Thanks
talking
for
to
opening
girls.
That
jar. Thanks for opening that jar. Sorry, you Lenny?
But yeah, I'm going jar. I think it's just, it's opening a jar for someone else, something instinctively so manly about it that not being able to do it is way less manly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 1,000% going jar. And I'm also on the U train. I do screech every now and then.
Screech, Glenny.
I'm very easily scared. I'm a very easily scared person.
I just thought about it. I'll type out like in text messages, ew, a bunch.
Oh,
does that make me not?
Is it a lot of W's?
Honestly, you might be gay.
Two W's. EWW.
Two W's is manageable. Anything more than that is really
I would not
bad.
Do ew in a text. I might do a yuck.
Gross.
I say yuck regularly. I'll look right now.
You text yuck?
Yuck is fine.
Mm-hmm. So either way, Jar is going to move on. Now we have the 4 seed versus the 13 seed. I love the 4 seed. It's chasing something that's blowing in the wind.
Oh,
it's the idea of like you drop something and just blowing away in the wind. You're like, no, they gotta go catch it. It's brutal. And that's going up against number 13 seed, using an umbrella, one that's been mentioned a lot. It's largely submitted one. Just something about it.
Are we sure we haven't done this topic before?
We did.
Most yeah, we've talked about using an umbrella.
We did. We've definitely had this conversation.
So about two years ago, we did most manly things. We never did least manly things.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so using an umbrella versus chasing something that's blowing in the wind, Glennie.
I'm easily going to go with chasing something blowing in the wind here. I am a man that doesn't use an umbrella because I'm an idiot, and every single time I get rained on, I say to myself, wow, I wish I had an umbrella. And I've never thought to myself that it's a non-manly thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have an umbrella. I just forget it. So I'm going chasing something in the wind.
One for the chase. Tommy.
This is hard. I think I'm going to go with the umbrella. I think the chasing in the wind, I think that makes you it's kind of just like generally embarrassing, but I don't think it's like gender specific.
I don't think you'd think twice if you saw a woman chasing something.
I would look at it. I would be like,
but that would be cute.
I would be like, there goes another woman chasing something in the wind.
Do you think like Jay-Z or Lil Durk has ever chased something in the wind?
Lil Durk's never chased in the wind.
Are you saying it's a racial thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you did make it a racial thing.
You did. Yeah. That's my favorite stereotype.
Everyone knows that. I'm going to go with the umbrella. I mean, listen, I'll use an umbrella sometimes, but and one time a girl did make fun of me for using an umbrella when it was like a light drizzle, and that has stuck with me for about 5.5 years now, so yeah. I'm going to go with the umbrella.
I don't know if I'd bring an umbrella on a date. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, it was raining.
If a girl saw you walk into a date and it's like not even, it's just barely overcast and you have an umbrella with you, that is...
Just in case.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So we're 1-1 right now. Fights.
I'm going to go with the chasing in the wind. I tend to agree with Tommy, but I also, I'm not an umbrella user, but I think an umbrella is like a man. Like a man's prepared for the weather, he's prepared for the elements. Like a
it's
city,
like a British man,
like a
thing.
Gentleman has an umbrella.
It's a gentleman,
like,
thing.
Yeah. Like
it's not a guy thing. It's a gentleman.
It's thing. Yeah, right. I'm not one. I show up everywhere wet. But most people I see with an umbrella, I'm like, that's a man. Like
you're the most gentleman of all seven of us. I would say.
Yeah.
Is that just because I'm the only one wearing pants with a button on them?
Could be it. But I think in general, is that a wrong take?
I don't think he is.
But like gentlemen are like put together. He's kind of a slob a little bit too.
Yeah.
Like candy in bed.
He dresses nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's about it. I care about clothes. but aside from that, like,
gay?
It's like men in 3-piece suits have umbrellas. You're like, oh, that's a fucking man, right?
Yeah. There. It's a cane though. I think we might be conflating that a little bit.
I don't think so.
They're usually umbrellas more than their canes.
I think you're thinking of like a fancy gentleman holding a cane. What do you call it? Like Fred Astaire or some shit? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But right now we're 2 for the chasing, 1 for the umbrella. Nick.
Chasing. I've lost my hat a lot of times in the wind. And I like the scamper you do, and my hands are kind of like tucked.
The attempted stomps when you miss it.
Yeah.
And you start running again.
And then I'm like overcompensating by like swearing, like, motherfucker. I'm like essentially tiptoeing, running real daintily. It's so embarrassing.
You're doing the dainty run just kind of out of habit for some reason.
You're so caught off guard, and then strangers see it, and then like... Once I was in New York and I was like, oftentimes in public, I'm afraid of my own shadow and I'm embarrassed just to exist. And my hat blew off. And I think it was like, I didn't want to chase it. And somebody's like, are you going to go get that? I was like, no. I just let my hat go. Just let my hat fucking go.
As you guys know, I'm losing my hair, Ken Jack. I'll see you in like three weeks or whatever, a month.
And I am not, despite that fucking disgusting Photoshop Nick put out last week. I just want that.
I missed that. It wasn't a Photoshop.
In that situation, I'm sucking up all pride and ego and chasing the hat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get it by a car.
I have to.
So we are 3 for chasing, 1 for umbrella, KB.
Chasing something in the wind by far. As soon as you put in effort, as soon as you start to run or go at... If something is gone in the wind, you have to be able to walk slowly and stomp it.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you fail, that's embarrassing and feminine. Umbrella, not too much. Like showing up to an establishment soaking wet, that is embarrassing.
You think
but
so?
Not feminine.
You can't really control.
Women always be
with
wet.
With your hair stuck down and like
you're all soppy.
Shirt.
Can't stay wet the entire day.
It's boiling.
Just being prepared for what may come. Is a mask,
but you could also wear a rain jacket.
It is, yeah, like, yeah, that's true.
You're like I'm up for anything. But if you're wearing like an executive jacket,
you wear a rain jacket like a trench coat thing over that,
but no hood. Like a businessman doesn't wear a jacket with a hood.
That's fair. Yeah.
Are there like tactical umbrellas that are sick and have like patches with Velcro and shit?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I need a tactical umbrella.
Okay, a tall guy with an umbrella, that's manly.
A what?
A tall man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a miniature dude with an umbrella, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Dave.
I'll let the record show that I don't think either of these are too not manly. But when I'm thinking of someone, like if I were like some big finance exec or something and I'm wearing like a nice ass trench coat with like with a business casual, you got the slacks on, the nice shoes. If I have an umbrella, I just look like I'm someone important.
It completes the look.
Status.
Yeah.
And to me, like you could call those guys douchebags probably, but not manly.
You can't afford to get wet.
They're the city version of men.
Right. They don't want to ruin their $5,000 jacket or whatever. So to me, that kind of puts it like away from me. So I'm going to go with Chasing in the Wind. That's pretty, yeah.
So Chasing in the Wind is going to move on. Now we have the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed is, I kind of have to like act it out a little bit. It's, the way the person spent it, this person spent it on Instagram. You go, it's cold out and you go like this.
Whew. Oh.
And you rub your arms.
I did that,
when
I walked
up
into this office 20 minutes ago.
That is pretty not manly, but.
So shivering and then rubbing your arms to warm yourself up and saying it's chilly. And that's going up against the number 9 seed. We kind of mentioned it, I think, earlier. Soft handshakes. Just a real soft handshake. If you get alpha, I think I could also add into this. Have you ever, like, I don't have, like, giant hands. So, like, every now and then I'll shake a guy's hand with giant hands, and you get, like, alphaed by the guy's massive hand, and that sucks. Like, you can't even get your hand into, like, the grip of it.
I've never seen a hand that large.
Dude, it happened to me. Gronk caught you?
Gronk, I swear to God, he scratched my, like, it was my whole forearm. It was. It's the only time it's ever happened. The only, and I have tiny hands, so like I'm sure I've met many people with bigger hands than me. Gronk, I was like, what the fuck am I even shaking right now?
Yeah. I forget what actor it was. One of those guys. I think Timothy Simons, the guy from.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Dude, fucking like my entire, same thing, like my entire hand. Having a soft handshake versus that shiver combo that I mentioned before. White Sox Dave.
It's the handshake 100%. I it's freezing in the studio right now. It's legit. What temperature would you put the studio at? 60 degrees?
It's pretty cold.
It's fucking freezing. I walked in, I was like, ooh, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make me not a man. Other things do, but not that. I have been alpha'd in the handshake thing plenty, and that's never not just like a, you put your head down, you're like, I'm not as good as this guy because of that.
Yep. And it's
that's like, and this is like a very common, like we're fucking around on this show, but like many people think that if you don't have a good handshake, like you're a complete pussy.
Yeah. Like dads teach you that, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
One thing, like you want a strong handshake.
Right. Like if I walked up to my dad and shook his hand with like a limp wrist and shit, he'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not even kidding. He would say that.
So one for the soft handshake, KB.
Yeah. Handshake is page one. Like, the most masculine body part a man can have is a big, strong hand that's rugged.
Mm-hmm. Two for the handshake, Nick.
Yeah, it's handshake. It haunts me. I use a Kiehl's hand salve every morning to keep, and I don't like my hands being dry. And it's just the repercussion is that it probably feels like the interior of a pussy.
Double good.
What was that thing people would do in middle school where like you'd do like this,
and then you put the other hand in between? Yeah.
Not totally accurate.
What does it look like?
Not
like
accurate.
My hand.
No.
Fights.
I think I'm going to go with the it depends. This is kind of like the ew thing. Like, are you doing it to be silly? Then it's fine. Are you, if you don't raw, like I raw dog a shiver. I'll shiver, but I go, ugh, and you just leave it alone. If you start trying to warm yourself up post shiver, you're trying to like console yourself.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that. Yeah.
If you do an extended self soothe like that,
yeah,
you can't rub quick. Yourself. You can exhale into our hand.
Really,
that's chilly.
That's fine.
Yeah. If you're rubbing, if you're going like this,
for a long,
Is it chilly in here? Is it me
the
or is it chilly?
The teeth chatter. Scary. That's some Scooby Doo shit. Yeah.
I like a teeth chatter though. It feels homey. There's something about it.
What, did you do it?
Yeah, it feels classic.
Where'd you grow up?
I love doing the teeth chatter. I ask me every time I do it.
Wow, that might be the only opinion on teeth chatter that anyone's ever had. That's, like, that's supposed to be the most unique
feels
opinion.
Homey.
Never expected that to come out. So, raw soft handshake, you're going with a shiver, though?
I think I'm going to go. I mean, a soft handshake is as bad as it gets. I don't know. This is a tough one. I guess I don't run into enough bad handshakes to have real experience on it, so I'm going to stick with Shiver.
One for Shiver, Tommy.
I'm going Shiver, too. I mean, the handshake's bad. It's basic bad, but there's an element where, I don't know, it might not be your fault. To me, going out of your way to Shiver, to rub yourself, even to say the words, it's chilly or it's a little nippy out, I think is very not manly.
I think Tommy's opinion is also swayed by the fact that probably the worst handshaker.
No, I have a decent handshake.
No, it's not you. It's Dave.
Right there.
Oh.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Yeah, I've noticed this about him.
I think Dave is one of the most perfect handshakes ever. I'm very pro handshake because I'm so bad at dapping and whatever it comes next, where it's like, if we could just all stick to a handshake, that'd be great. I'm going to go with, I think the Shiver one's a good call.
Yep. Two for Shivering, one for the soft handshake. Lenny?
Ooh, soft handshake, easily. Easily. I mean, a handshake is, once again, it's like a handshake, a firm handshake is such a manly thing that this is a way less manly thing.
Yeah, it is like the day
like
one
it's
thing.
Like, it's like when you meet somebody, you could just tell how they are by their handshake. And then if you see a guy that's like an alpha, you're like, oh, that guy's got an alpha handshake. Mm-hmm. And I love giving that compliment to people. I love shaking people's hands and be like, oh.
Good handshake.
Nice and you know they love it, too.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah, they do. Nice shake. I was like, damn, you got a good handshake, brother.
It is a great early compliment.
We were talking like top compliments to get. Good handshakes. Pretty fucking up there.
You know, my favorite compliment ever is when people compliment me ordering food at a restaurant.
Glennie, you ordered so much.
I love that. Like, they're like, oh, wow, you did great. I was like, that's...
You did great. Hey,
Glennie's he's a great quarterback at a dinner table.
Yeah.
You'll take charge?
Oh, yeah. That is
impressive. If I could be remembered for one thing, it would be that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like going out to dinners with somebody who takes charge. Francis as well.
Mm-hmm. I think the hottest thing... Glennie will take charge. Appetizers, entrees, we'll split this, we'll split that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But when the server decides for me, I gush. I think that's the hottest thing in the world.
Yeah. When you ask, like, what would you recommend, and they give it, they...
No, they just tell you. You're going to want this with this.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, that's so hot.
And
waiters turn me on an insane amount.
Waiters or waitresses?
I'm talking about men.
I'm specific. It's the most attracted I ever am to men is to a good waiter.
Ooh. I think you might be onto something there. This is probably the least manly part of this episode.
Not like a construction worker or a firefighter.
You have a fetish. Those are men in uniform.
It's like the YMCA. You just named every member of the YMCA.
That's what I was going for. Yeah, the YMCA. Yeah. But those are like traditionally manly professions. You go for like the, you know.
I go for a waiter reading out a special menu. Need to look at it.
Doesn't need to write down what the table orders.
Oh, that's such a cocky move.
No, I got to write it down. Yeah.
And you ask me, like, hey.
Or if they recommend something to you and then you eat it, the plate's clean. He's like, not bad, huh?
Yeah.
I told you.
They might be the hottest people alive.
Like a hot male waiter? That's
I don't even want them to be good looking, per se. It's their aura.
Mm-hmm. So the soft handshakes can move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 16 seed chain. We'll do the chain first. One of the most submitted ones. And just one that didn't feel like there was a ton, like, it wouldn't be as fun or funny to talk about. Being a lib. Glennie, you admit it, you had it on there. White Sox Dave, you had it on there.
For Kamala.
You did that, which is basically being a lib. Very highly submitted. And on the things. It just felt like there was like a limit to how much we could possibly joke about that. So being a lib, going up against using emojis in texts. Going up against using exclamation points in text. I think
those are both mine. I think those are very not manly.
You won't catch me
dead using an emoji non-ironically.
I'm an emoji user. Not frequent, but to certain people, yes.
Like, will you use like the crying laughing emoji?
No. It's like a kiss. Kiss or like if I'm just like going like, okay, cool.
Occasionally do a salute.
Salute half head.
Yep. Yeah, but like if we're talking like. Like, if you're using crying, laughing emojis, you are
No. Yeah.
Am I gay? I use them all the time.
I think using them condescendingly is cool.
Yeah. Like, I'm laughing at someone is fun.
Yeah, Yeah.
I think some communities do use them, and it doesn't ring any bells.
Yeah, see, yeah. I get where you're going.
I think a lot of people I respect do use them, but I could never.
Caleb's an emoji guy.
See? Example.
Yeah. Glenny, have you noticed that?
He loves the salute emoji. I know that. Yeah, he does. And he found a new emoji recently that's like double salutes.
Of course he found a new one. Caleb, of course, found a new one.
So cool.
But it sends us like a sticker, though. It's like a sticker, but it's the salute guy going double salutes.
I didn't know this was new thing.
Yeah, it's pretty rock and roll.
So
the guy has it all.
You also had using exclamation points in a text.
Yeah, I think that's...
I started it like, I don't know, a couple years ago. And it was like I've just become drunk with it.
I do it in emails. I don't do it.
I
text.
Use exclamation points all.
Again, I'll use it for like comedic effect or ironically. I'll never dead seriously. See you at 8! Exclamation point.
No,
I'll do. I don't want to come across mean in emails.
That's exactly.
So
what yes.
every I you won't catch me using a period in email. Everything.
Yes.
Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm. You're like overcompensating for the tone you have that. It's completely unfair because you're sending an email and they're not expecting you to like be pissed off or anything.
Yeah.
But you in the back of your head, you're like, man, I sound like I'm pissed responding to this.
Yeah.
And then you just add a bunch of exclamation points.
For the exact same reason. I don't want people to think I'm mad, so I use an exclamation point.
Yes.
It's almost like that, like the meme where it's like me typing my face when I type ha 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 or whatever, and it's like a very stoic face.
Yeah,
like, I'm never excited,
mm-hmm. but it's almost insulting if somebody like thinks we don't know each other well enough, where they have to do something like that to think that I would be mad or not know what they're saying.
That's fair.
Like,
I get that.
With a few of my friends from high school in our group chat were never allowed to use like LOL or haha.
Yeah, because
that's just like so demeaning. Like, dude. LOL, good one, dude. Like, come on, we're better than that.
LMAO made a big comeback. Yeah. I feel like that was in the depths of hell, and then people started using it again.
LMAO is like sarcastic now. I
saw someone say something like millennials use lol, haha, whatever version of it you use, like people use stop on Morse code.
yeah
Oh my god.
And I was like, oh yeah, that's exactly what we do.
After exclamation points we have frolicking. That's a tough one. It's a tough to frolic in a manly fashion. Someone putting your hands on your hips with your thumbs in the front. And we tested this out, me and Glenny earlier, and yeah, what? It does.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wait, Glenny, can I see it?
I didn't test it out yet, but I can try.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, yeah, when you go real high.
Yeah.
That's no good.
That's bad.
That's bad, but I don't
even
see
that?
Someone
that was
do
a random
that.
Submission.
That's not comfortable.
I've seen.
That's like a sassy gay guy doing
yes,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Being afraid to drive on the highway.
Tommy.
No, I think that's just smart, safe behavior.
And then last one from Dave, controlling your temper.
Ooh. Are you a wall puncher?
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Table hitter.
Table hitter.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a big, or I was a big wall puncher.
You were a wall puncher fight?
I would never expect that.
Like big holes time. In the wall?
Holes so in the wall, dog.
I have punched walls where it fucks up your knuckles.
Yeah.
But if you hit the like bottom part, it just... real hard, you're not doing nothing to your hand. You might break it if you hit it hard enough, but you're not like you won't see anything. There won't be blood or nothing. So that's my go.
So when I moved out of my college apartment, it was like they were like, "What the fuck happened here?"
Jesus,
it was like Christ. I mean, it was like probably 3 to 5, but that's a lot.
That's too many.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah.
Do you want to know what happened to my college apartment?
Yes,
sure.
We moved out of it, and they literally burnt it to the ground. They literally burnt it to the ground.
Wait, they did a controlled
burn? It was along a river that was on, like, a floodplain, and they burnt it down. But
we like to tell people that it was because we were just having so much fun in it. And, but it was,
where'd you go to college?
North Central College.
Okay.
Small.
That sounds like a college from like a movie that they would make up. Like
it,
like,
it does.
The North Central Lions or something.
I'm sure.
Ironically enough, they're like the Bama of college, of Division III football.
I'm sure there might be something like this on here, but I was just specifically thinking referring to runs in baseball as points. Or giving the score,
that's a great
or
one.
Giving the score of a game with the losing team first.
Yeah,
like there was nothing left. Yeah, it's 17-27.
Calling umps,
that
refs,
might be the best one I've heard.
Mislabeling arenas as like, you know, it's a ballpark or a stadium.
That's a good one.
So to me, this is like if you ever
watch. Is there anything on the bracket?
Not
like
specifically
this?
That. So I'll add this one, and I'll say it specifically to me is like in Inglourious Basterds when like the guy says three instead of three.
Yeah,
it's like those sports moments. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, you don't know.
Like, if I had to boil it down to like one specific thing, I think it would be giving the losing score first.
The losing score first, yeah.
So points and runs is bad too.
So we'll say like sports vernacular, I guess, or sports jargon. So, to Glenn, you'll start us off. Being a lib, using emojis, exclamation points, frolicking, hands on the hips, being afraid to drive on the highway, controlling your temper, or sports jargon.
For the sake of the podcast, I think I'm going to go sports jargon.
Sports jargon. One for the sports jargon.
Is this coming out tomorrow, by the way?
Thursday.
On election day? Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being serious, it's walking into that voting booth tomorrow and saying, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. I'm voting for Tim Walz. But since we don't want to turn this into an hour and a half of politics, I'll say the sports jargon. The losing turn, it makes me want to spit on people when they say it backwards. It's like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Or referring to, like, periods or quarters incorrectly, you know, calling it whatever the opposite.
Sports ball, that guy sucks. Like the guy who's like, sports, oh, you're watching the sports ball? Oh, fights.
I was going to vote being a lib, but I'm going to go with sports.
Sports jargon. Nick?
Yeah, the dude at the Super Bowl party that's like, they're playing a game around a Beyonce concert.
Yeah.
I saw Jesus both teams. Christ.
Or hypothetically playing against AOC and Madden and saying, let's run the pick six play.
Oh my God, Dad.
AOC runs a good pick six.
Yep.
He couldn't handle a fucking gun.
KB.
Yeah, it's this not knowing basic sports nomenclature, like calling a UFC fight a game or like periods rounds. No.
Dave?
Yeah, that's the answer. My sister, she's married now and everything, but my dad throws a Kentucky Derby party every year. She brought a guy she was dating like 10 years ago to the party, and he was doing just this, and I had to fake like I liked the fucking guy to
his face.
Was he
doing it ironically or genuinely?
No. He was talking. I mean, not many people know horses, so I wasn't talking about that. Like, baseball was on and shit. It's middle of May, and he's like, runs and periods, and what period is it? I was sickened.
What'd your dad think? Like, I'd love to know.
Oh, that was the first thing. So the first thing my dad did was, my dad's got a big ass lot. He's got like an acre, which is about the size of a football field. And he told the kid to go deep with a football. And the kid went deep. It was like Scotty Smalls trying to catch the baseball in Sandlot for the first time. And then he tried to throw it back. It was like I was throwing the ball lefty. And my dad and I looked at each other like, not this guy.
You still give her hell about this.
In a sitcom.
Yeah.
Well, that's absolutely something that should be judged.
You definitely still give her hell about this, don't you?
Oh, she lives in Germany now, but like when I see her at family functions and shit, sure. Every time.
So sports jargon is going to be the number.
I'm going to change my vote. I'm changing it to being a lib.
Being a lib?
Okay. Yeah.
So we had to have one in there.
It's definitively funny that, like we got to protect women. Like, you're going to.
This is going to get clipped. Some anti-barsal.
Like, look, the call's coming from inside the house, but it's definitively being a lib.
Yeah.
I will say there was a lot of.
Utter lack of self-respect.
There were a lot of very funny responses to this prompt, where there was a lot of guys saying like voting to let other men control women's bodies, and it's like, oh, come on, man.
Responding with that is the least manly thing you can do.
Not being able to joke around about abortion rights is so unmanly.
So one vote, one switch to...
I think deep down, liberal women don't even like liberal men. They're like, oh, this guy's gay.
you literally, we talked about this before, Tommy. Imagine how much money Tommy would make as a right-wing grifter. He would be a millionaire.
No, so good at it.
I was going to say, no, you wouldn't, because you're so not manly, but I guess
that
most
doesn't
of them
matter anymore. Yeah.
Ben, do you think Ben Shapiro is Harley Rock?
Charlie Kirk? Yeah, he would really be phenomenal.
You would put them all
to
shame.
We'll see what my career's looking like in 2028.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if, like, Ben Shapiro or is it Kirk or Crick?
Charlie Kirk.
I wonder if they have, like, friends, like, I am your friend. And if you became a right wing guy, I'd be like, he's the biggest fucking pussy in the world, dude. But to your point, the liberal women thing, I watched Speak No Evil the other night, a movie. It's a great movie. And it's like, it's very clearly like one family that's raised on right wing media, one family raised on left wing. And there's one point where the wife is just like, your family, this is of the liberal family, is like, your family needs you. Just be a fucking man one time.
I'll give you guys a chance to switch if you want to.
We've had our fun with that. we got it out there.
But like, so, if somebody's like,
we
saying,
do you want to see it on the graphic?
Yeah, can we
it'll
put
be
it on the graphic.
Graphic. Don't worry. It might be the one seat when the graphic comes out. Yeah,
but like, if somebody is like calling, like using the wrong sports nomenclature, they're a lib for sure.
Yeah. Can you imagine a man wearing a Harris Waltz like shirt in public?
My cousin just moved to Minnesota, and I had a beer with him in Minnesota a few weeks ago. He's not really a big sports guy. He was like, "Yeah, I was the Twins were having a good season, and then the Marliners took them out."
So Sports Jargon is going to go up its number one seed. Just one that is just such a hilarious image. Holding your nose when you jump into a pool, body of water, any of that. When you see a guy,
that's Tommy with his little pencil dive.
Tommy. I mean, I don't dive into bodies of water that much nowadays, but as a kid, once in a while.
So jumping into a body of water, holding that nose, going up against the not knowing sports jargon. Let's start with you, White Sox Dave.
Not knowing sports jargon.
KB?
This is close. This is good. Jumping into a body of water feet first, and like, first off, like the holding the nose doesn't do anything. So if that's like your gut impulse, I think that might be worse.
I'm trying to think, like, who's like the most manly man you can imagine? Like the liver, like, I don't want to say the liver king, but like a guy that, like the liver king type guy held his nose before jumping in water, you would think a little bit less, I think, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
There's a tier of masculine men who don't give a fuck about sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a small margin, but there are some.
Like Rogan, he only likes UFC.
Yeah.
Right, they get to a point where they have to, like, go hunt to feel alive.
Yeah, right.
Like, they're not
watching
the Seahawks.
They're watching, like, pro bass fishing or something. Yeah. So one for the sports jargon, KB, you're going to go with the holding the nose.
Yeah.
Nick.
Yeah. It's holding the nose.
It's holding the nose fight.
Like holding your nose even for like water or if something stinky, anything like that. You shouldn't mention
ew,
touch
ew,
the nose.
I don't want to smell that.
That wasn't manly.
What about like
alpha
putting it
fuck?
In your arm?
That's fine.
Okay.
Or like if you pulled your shirt over your, even that I think is actually kind of bad.
That's fine.
I think
that's fine.
So we're two for holding the nose, one for sports jargon.
Yeah. It's definitely, as bad as sports jargon is, you have to factor in the fact that it is also incredibly manly to not know about sports. So I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Dude, I always tell the story. I went to an Eagles game with like Shane and a bunch of his buddies, and like a bunch of his buddies, just like blue collar dudes. And I was trying to ingratiate myself to the crew. And one guy looked like he just got off the work job site. And I was like, hey, man, you so you a big Birds fan? And he just looks me dead in the eyes and goes, if you can name three guys on this team, you're gay.
That's the guy I'm talking about. Yeah.
I was like, I got a fucking family to raise.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
And you know what? He's right, though.
Yeah, knowing that many men, like knowing all about them.
Yeah.
He's correct.
Knowing their hometown, some would say. Tommy.
This is tough. I mean, the body of water one's, I mean, it's just so rare. Like, how often do you see a man holding their nose jumping into a body of water?
But when you see it,
you're like, what the
Yeah, I mean,
fuck?
Listen, no one wants water in their nose.
imagine if, like, you saw your dad do that.
Like, I would be like, all right, good, he's not getting any water in his
No, you wouldn't.
I'm going to go with the the sports jargon. So I feel like it's a little more common. I do agree that, but I'm not talking about the people who are so manly they don't care. I'm talking about the guy trying to care about sports.
Trying to make sure you know they don't care. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm talking about the guy who like is trying to make you think he knows sports, but he still doesn't.
Yeah.
That's as least manly.
3-2 in favor of holding the nose, Glennie.
Am I crazy or does like it hurts a lot when you jump in the water with your nose open? It hurts a lot.
It hurts your nose open.
It hurts
like
a
you're
lot.
Flaring them out.
I really remember it hurting a lot. I'm going with.
I usually just do like
sports
this,
jargon.
Like, you like or something like you block your nose with your lip, basically.
I never thought about that, but no, it hurts. I'm going sports jargon.
All right, if I had to break the tie between these two, holding the nose and the sports jargon. I think the sports jargon, if we're talking about different guys, I think the guy that wants you to know that he hates sports, that guy I hate. And that guy I think is not manly. Yeah. The guy that you're talking about, though, where they're like just trying to fit in, I don't care as much about that guy. It's just more, like more they're learning, whatever. The other guy I hate. So I would do the sports jargon, but it would be close. So sports jargon is going to move on. Next, we have the number 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is, and White Sox Dave alluded to this earlier, bad form when you're throwing a ball. So, like, they're throwing a baseball, throwing a football, throwing whatever, and it just looks weird the way they throw it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it almost looks like when you throw, like you were saying, left-handed or with your offhand. And that's going up against the number 11 seed. Ironic we have you back on, Glennie, because we did talk about this a while back. Needing help reaching something.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Needing help. You have the supermarket. You can't reach the top shelf. You got to call over
that?
The ladder.
Topic.
Glennie, I forget which one it was.
I don't know. I remember Pat acting like the supermarkets in Massachusetts were like for giants.
Yeah.
He said I couldn't reach the top shelf at a supermarket in Massachusetts.
Same with Clemmer. He was like, yeah, New England, all the supermarkets are taller. And we're like, what are you talking about?
I'm going to defend him a little bit. I can picture what they're talking about.
They're just
like,
tall.
We have like a fourth row.
Okay.
And it's like, I can't really. The market I shop in now, I have to jump to get chips, and I do it.
You jump to get chips
like a
monkey. You make sure no one's in the aisle.
I fucking just do it, man. I just jump up and get chips. It's they're like above. So this is West Side Market.
You
probably know it. Yeah. The above the freezer is where they keep chips I like. So it's like the big freezers they have, and then there's a shelf above it. Like no one can. There's no one who can reach it. I bet other people have to go get someone to help. I at least jump and get it on my own.
You're not an inconvenience.
Yeah.
So bad form throwing versus asking help reaching something, Glennie.
Ooh. As a bad form thrower myself, like I'm really bad at throwing football, embarrassing. I just throw knuckleballs. I feel very, very embarrassed every time I do it, so I'm going to go with the bad form for throwing.
One for the bad form throwing.
Yeah, I'm going the bad form. I mean, if you can't reach something, that's to a degree out of your control. Like bad form throwing is... It's a tough one. I played sports growing up until everyone had puberty and I didn't. So I have a decent, a less gay form than people would think. But like, I feel like we've had videos in the office where you gotta like throw, and I don't know, you're not gonna throw all the fucking way. So you kind of do throw a little dainty. And then people are like, oh, you must throw dainty. It's like, no, if we're on a fucking field, I'd be throwing like a man.
You've been thinking about those comments for a long time.
Anyway, it's whatever.
Two for the throw.
Yeah.
Fights.
It's definitively bad form throwing.
Mm-hmm. 3 for bad form throwing, Nick.
Tommy, I disagree with your out of your control. That's what makes it worse. Like, I'm not a real man. Yeah. I can't reach this.
I guess. So are we just saying being short makes you not a real man?
It definitely affects being a man. Yes.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
I don't love that either. There's some badass little guys.
Sure. You're arguing.
That sounded so unmanly though.
Yeah. Like there's some badass little teensy men.
Yeah. You're a badass little guy, aren't you, buddy?
Oh my God. He's angry too. It is form throwing.
Mm-hmm. Another for bad form throwing, KB.
The best things are up so high. The most expensive items, the things you really want.
Aren't they like at eye level? So it's more of a subliminal, like unconscious, you want to buy them because you're seeing them all?
I don't know. But I've, the worst is when you're close. And you do a little jump, you might, then you start climbing.
And have you climbed?
I've climbed for cereal. And then... Here's where it will defeat the other one is when you ask for help and they don't bring a ladder. They just get it.
No.
But otherwise, it is the poor throwing. That should be automatic.
Yeah, poor throwing, Dave.
It's poor throwing. I submitted this. This was the first thing that came to my mind. I said this a couple of weeks ago. I think it was on the Yak. That I absolutely judge men based on how they throw or catch. If you can't just catch a football naturally and make it look like you at least played in high school, then you're less of a man. If you throw and you're like, that's less of a man. That's, yeah. And I would be
or European.
That my arm yeah. is so strong that I almost convinced a guy to commit because I beat him, emasculated him so bad.
Dude, I remember the first time when I was in college playing catch with like my roommates, and they could, and I was just so in awe. Like every guy I grew up playing sports, so every man I was around could just throw stuff, and and it was their idea. I remember it so vividly. It was like they were like, "You want to go play catch?" And we got outside, and I was like, "What the fuck is happening right now? Why can none of you throw?"
Just like
it's that. Crazy. I judge them.
Yeah. I want to go with a catch. I'm going to catch
it. I'd love to play catch.
I'd love to go with a fucking catch.
It's one of my favorite things on earth. You guys remember that, though, when I almost convinced, or not convinced, but someone that used to work at Barstool almost committed because I outthrew him by that
close,
much.
If I remember correctly.
Would that be like the manliest thing you've ever done?
Oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah.
I would wear that like a badge of honor on my chest.
You would bring that up to like people?
Constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like in your bio on Twitter. Do you remember when Malisek tried to throw one of those like Nerf, like what do they call the whistle football? Whatever it's called, they try to throw
vortex.
The vortex, right? He's like, yeah, I could throw this a full city block, and he didn't make it one fourth of the way there.
That's tough.
That was so funny. So,
a city block's a long way. That's like 100 yards.
Yeah,
dude, he was convinced. There was a no doubt in his mind. He didn't, not even close to halfway there. It was so funny.
City block.
Avenue-wise.
Oh, an avenue's tough. Yeah. Like,
it was insane.
I was going to say, city blocks, I don't think that hard. But.
This way to that, like, yeah, across is impossible, across the avenue. So
that's an eighth of a mile in Chicago.
yeah, pretty tough. So now 3-seed versus 14-seed. The 3-seed is covering your noise when an ambulance goes by, or covering your ears when an ambulance comes by. Or
nobody
loud.
Does
I've
that.
Seen this happen in New York City multiple times.
Like, I've seen it happen a ton.
Yeah, like, I've seen like an old...
That's pathetic.
Dude, it's bad.
I do it. Yeah. It's my least favorite thing in the world.
It's
loud
bad,
siren.
Yeah.
And I do it just to show people like this is ridiculous.
Yours is more for show than it is for production.
Yeah. Like, I'll be like on
we
a
need
phone
need to
call.
Lower this decibel. Yeah.
And I'll like I'll be like we
are you trying to be like
let's
a pioneer
just stop for a second?
Mm-hmm. Like if someone what do you mean?
Like you're at the forefront of making it okay.
It's more to show like if someone makes like a car like a honk that's too loud like to show them that
oh no. That's not what I'm talking about. Like that's kind of a way of calling them out.
Yeah.
But no, I was talking about like you want to lead the charge of saying it's okay to cover your ears. And I would be behind you in that charge because I cover my ears.
Okay. Yeah.
So cover
it is pretty bad, but.
Yeah. So covering the ears is going up against number 14 seed using a straw. So using a straw was submitted a lot. People think that
really?
Using a straw is not manly. And I think it depends on what you're using the straw for. Like if I see a guy using a straw on like a canned soda, that I'm like, wow,
that's pathetic.
That's no good. Mm-hmm. That's no good. But if it's like certain other things, like a tall glass or something, like maybe whatever. So the covering your ears from a loud noise coming by, other people submitted like earplugs and stuff. Going up against using a straw, Dave.
I eat straws.
And you're a man.
Yeah, I'm a man, right?
You almost had a man kill himself.
What was the second one again? exactly.
Covering your ears.
Covering your ears, I guess. I do it. I mean, I do both these things. If I'm having, you know, my very masculine vodka soda at a bar, then I'm using a straw.
Your very masculine vodka soda. One for covering your ears, KB.
Yeah, I guess it's covering your ears because like straws are I think they're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're drinking a cocktail, you have a straw.
I think it depends again on the vessel that you're drinking out of. Right. Nick.
It's not using the straw, it's chasing the straw around the drink whenever you kind of miss it. Yeah. Or you're looking down.
With your tongue. Like, right.
That's bad. But it's the loud noise.
Mm-hmm.
There's like men in there. There's like firemen going to burn out a fire and you can't handle being around it.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's bad. Three for covering
good
your
point.
Ears.
I'm covering yours as well. I think the straw thing comes from Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love. Because he gets mad at Steve Carell for using it. And he's like, it looks like a schwanz. And I think basing your opinion off what the character in a movie you like is the least manly.
You're telling me basing your opinion off a Ryan Gosling character is not cool?
Yeah, like, I feel like that really picked up steam after that movie. Like,
unless it's Drive.
I'm not even a big straw guy. I don't really use straws at all. But, like, there's nothing wrong with using a straw.
It's a very popular, like, Hinge girl thing. Like, I went on a date with a girl once. Her Hinge thing was like, you know, whatever, biggest red flag, a man who uses a straw.
Like, she watched Crazy Stupid Love, like, and the tough guy didn't like it.
They think, like, ooh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a unique one. He'll think I'm edgy if I put this one in there.
And then you end up on
a
date with you.
Dumb bitch.
A straw, also, like an umbrella, is very useful. You stir the drink with it.
You completely necessary. If I'm going to have a Malibu Bay Breeze and put my tongue on the icky glass.
We're all covering yours right now.
Yeah, Tom. Covering yours. That's pathetic.
Covering yours.
Glenny. I'm obsessed with straws. Obsessed.
Quote card.
There it is.
I also can't really. I guess it's kind of. It feels a little less manly when I do it. I straight up can't drink a drink that's not without a straw.
What do you mean?
Like, I was at a concert a few weeks ago at Petco Park, and they were giving straws with the vodka sodas.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to, like, sip the vodka soda, and there was so much ice in it. I was sitting there sipping it for hours. I can't do it. My teeth get cold.
You got to wrap your top lip around your top teeth. That's the trick.
Are you smiling into the glass?
Basically. It's
no,
too cold.
Wrap your lip around.
You got to use your lip as a barrier, yeah.
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 Maybe I'll try that.
It's like a filter for the ice. So covering your ears is going to move on. Now we have the number 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed is swinging your feet when you're on a chair that's too tall. doing one of those. I think you could also add on to this. You ever see, like, when a guy's laying down on his stomach on, like, a bed or something, and they're swinging their feet behind them? I think you could also add that on to it. That's going up against number 10 seed. Blowing on soup or a hot coffee?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, to cool it down. That was also
Burning your mouth sucks.
You either got to suck it. I guess the idea is they wanted to either suck it up and get burned or wait for it to naturally cool down. Swinging your feet off of a high chair versus blowing on soup or hot drinks, Glenny.
I do both of these things, so I'm going to go with swinging your feet, I guess. I mean, I don't want to burn my mouth. I'd rather not have a burned mouth. And I love soups. I like a chili. I love a soup. I blow on it constantly.
Oh, I love
a good
chili.
Bisque, like a hot bisque. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll blow that shit. I want to eat it, but I don't want to hurt myself.
We made our first chili of the season a couple days ago.
So good.
It feels so good.
I love chili.
Tommy.
Yeah, I don't love either of these. I feel like it's rare to see the feet swing too much.
I do it on roller coasters. That's where.
You have to.
But your
feet are touching the ground.
I'm
there's nothing better with no shoes on, swinging your little tootsies in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was one of the greatest days ever.
Yeah.
We went to SeaWorld at 28. That's just a survival thing. Blowing on soup is human evolution. So I'll go with swinging the feet, I guess.
Two for swinging the feet fights.
Swinging the feet for sure.
For sure, no question. Nick?
I think it's one of the coolest things that a human can dictate what temperature they want their exhale to be. You do cold or hot. That's crazy. We can just do that. I got my hair cut a couple months ago, and the barber chair didn't have the bottom footrest on this one.
Oh.
So she, like, raised up the chair, and I'm just like kicking my feet. It was horrible, man. It makes you feel like you're in a high chair.
Yeah.
That.
Swinging the feet, KB?
It's swinging the feet. I am a cold dinner guy. I'll just put any fresh meal goes into the fridge for 10 minutes.
No.
Yeah.
A chicken parmesan?
Like, every meal my girlfriend makes, I make her put it in the fridge.
I don't have the strength that you have, but you're making the right move.
Because here's my... I think it's a masculine reason. Because I like to devour. I like to
yeah,
that's when devouring is so masculine.
When it's holding hot, I don't want to have to, like, oop. But the other people do, so I'm going to wait till it's of a temperature I can devour.
Devouring
is cold.
Manly, you just don't want it hot.
I just can't. It can't be too hot.
I like it room temp as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Same.
I like a room temp meal.
Devouring is funny. Dave.
That's insane. I mean it's. What were the two again?
Swinging the feet versus
swinging your feet. I mean, like, if I'm picturing, I'll just say it, a gay guy, then he's swinging his feet.
You've had it like 20 times today.
I don't know why you stopped yourself at this point.
He's swinging his feet and probably laying down on a bed and, like, they're
getting his ass fucked.
Swinging your feet as you're getting your ass fucked.
While swinging his feet, yeah. Chubbs.
Getting fucked gaily.
Yeah, if you're getting pegged by a girl, no way you're swinging your feet in the back of it. So swinging feet's gonna move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed, second play-in. First second play-in option is talking about your problems from Dave, believe it or not. Talking about your problems in any way. Sitting cross-legged with a hand over one knee. So you were so close. If you each had like a hand on your knee, it would be there.
But wait, just this?
Feidelberg had it. Feidelberg had it.
I'll definitely bust
it.
I don't think this is that.
I think they're talking about like when it's more forward.
I'll go like this sometimes.
And like that.
I mean, if you're going like this,
that's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Like this is not manly at all.
Yes, agreed.
No. Yeah. I'll do it, but no, it's not.
I just think that's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Letting your wife put her luggage up on the airplane from Glenny Balls. Letting her put the luggage up on the top rack. That's a good
I
one.
Love helping people with luggage.
It's such a delicate dance, though. Like, I usually let them try first.
And then you don't want to be
I don't want to just be like, you can't do it. Let me get it. Yep. You gotta find your window to pop in.
Using chapstick. I know one person here that will not like that one. Nick?
I love chapstick. I'm constantly doing it.
Using chapstick. Getting proposed to.
Oh my god.
Getting proposed to rocks,
Monica
dude.
And Chandler.
Yeah, it's the best.
I don't think it's... It was tough. We were talking about it earlier. I'm like, I don't know if that's not a manly thing, but like, it's just kind of funny. I don't know.
I mean, if obviously it's different if it's a gay couple. If a woman... If you're a man and a woman proposes to you, that's rock bottom.
Is
that's
it
the worst day of your life.
Tommy, I know you're going to take like your wife's last name.
Yeah. Getting the back... This one's good. Getting into the back seat of a two-door car.
And I can never figure out how to move this
It sucks so bad. So talking about your problems, sitting cross-legged with the hand over the knee, letting your wife put her luggage up on the airplane, using chapstick, getting proposed to, or getting into the backseat of a two-door car. Glenny Balls, start with you.
I think it's got to be getting in the back of a two-door car. That's a great one.
Yeah, it's a really, really good one. One for the car.
I'm going to go using chapstick. And I'll use chapstick sometimes, but I never feel good about it. It's like, oh, this is it's basically lipstick. I'm basically putting lipstick on.
It's better that than like the one where it's like in the little tub that you got to like scoop out.
Oh, that's the best kind.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem.
There's nothing wrong with doing it, but I would not be caught dead putting chapstick on in public. Getting the car one, but like, you know, what are you going to do? Like, you have no fucking other option. You're going to get in the back of the fucking car. I'll go with the chapstick.
Chapstick.
Give me the run through one more time because there was one where I was like
talking about your problems, sitting the cross-legged, letting your wife put up the luggage on the plane, chapstick, getting proposed to, and getting in the back seat of a two-door car.
I thought there was another one. I guess it's getting in the back seat.
Getting in the back seat. You're talking about your problems, sitting cross-legged with your hand over one knee, letting a wife put up luggage on an airplane, using chapstick, getting proposed to.
Talking like your talking about your problems is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it depends. Yeah, it's probably talking about your problems.
Talking about your problems.
Yeah.
Okay, one for talking out about your problems. Nick?
I love chapstick. It's my favorite thing to do. Tommy, fuck you. If I kissed you, your toes would be curling. I would have you screaming.
Nice voice. Test it out, bitch.
Guarantee, bitch.
I bet I wouldn't even like it that much, bitch.
Fine. Just settle this shit. Man to man.
Settle this the old-fashioned way.
You want to step outside? Make out?
Yeah, you want to step into a dark room?
It's getting into the back of the car. I can never do it gracefully, and don't even get me fucking started on getting out.
Oh, no.
I'll still be sitting. My foot will be like kind of all the way out, and then I can't.
You gotta like slide.
Oh, nightmare.
You gotta like fight with a seatbelt that's crossed over.
Two for the car, KB.
I'm an advocate for talking about your problems and listening to other people's, but I think it might be that. Like, if we're chilling and you start ripping out.
Yeah,
like,
did you just hear yourself?
You start talking about your fears and shit, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, imagine getting a drink with a friend you haven't seen in a while, and he, like, complains about things going on in his life. talk about the game that's on.
Kyle met up with a guy.
Talk about how much pussy you got this
week. We met up with a guy in New York.
Kyle
and I met up with a guy in New York years ago. He had just gotten out of a relationship, the girl he lost his virginity to, and the whole time he was like fishing for us to call him handsome. So he was just like, "You got like I'll probably just never get another girl because I'm ugly, right?"
He was just really saying,
"No."
Was he actually ugly?
No, good looking.
No,
guy.
He was like, "Yeah, I probably won't ever get a girlfriend, huh?"
Probably not.
Was this Nate?
I was just saying,
it wasn't Nate.
No, it is.
you should do it and all that good stuff. And, but like, if you do it to me, all you're getting is, yeah, what are you going
to
do? Yeah,
I'm switching to talking about your problems.
Switching to talking about your problems. So we are 2 for getting in the backseat of the car. 3
I still
for
feel like myself lately.
this might be gay of me. What if the problems are juicy?
Oh, I love it.
Well, that's good.
Different. Yeah. That's different. Yeah.
No, disagree.
You disagree? What? Like if you're hearing like a,
I don't want to hear anything.
Well, I guess it depends on the situation, but yeah. Dave.
Yeah, it's probably talking about your problems. Just internalize that shit and
kill yourself when you.
Yeah, it gets to that point. Yeah, that's pretty manly.
Jesus Christ.
Just, yeah, you got to bottle it up and never let anybody know about it. And maybe one day you just go, you know, kaboom.
You fucking suicide bomb if you fucking.
Yeah. I was talking more metaphorically, but if you will, yeah, maybe strap
metaphorically.
Yeah.
Go to an office building in Oklahoma and just see what happens. You never
exactly,
know.
Exactly, yeah.
So now we have the talking about your problems is going to move on against number 2 seed. I don't see how two seed is tough to beat. The biting your lip selfie, the Lin-Manuel Miranda. The Lin-Manuel Miranda special, biting your lip and a selfie as a guy. So the biting lip selfie versus the talking about your problems, Dave.
Explain to me the biting, or is this like a, what am
it's
I
like
missing here?
You're taking a selfie, like Snapchatting a girl and being like, can you see
I shaved
what I'm
a goatee
doing?
And dyed it, and I did the Lin-Manuel Miranda. Try to find it.
Yeah, I know.
What are you calling it?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What? Who
I
mean,
I think
that?
You could even just change it to
that's
like.
So straight of you to know.
I think you could even.
That's true.
Change it to just like sending a serious selfie.
Taking a serious selfie.
Yeah,
okay.
Like
taking
a serious selfie.
Trying
and
to that, okay, that's.
Yeah, like a gym selfie. Like it's your shirtless.
Yeah.
That's the least manly thing you can do.
Retaking a selfie.
So one for the selfie versus the talking about your problems, Dave.
Oh yeah, it's a selfie, 100%.
One for the selfie, KB.
Yeah, trying to perfect a selfie. Yeah, that's that's gonna be it.
That just made my skin crawl. You saying
it's a selfie?
2 for the selfie, Nick.
Yeah, it's the selfie. If you're biting your lip, if you're trying to look hot, giving it the light skin face, can't do it, man.
Generally speaking, trying to look hot, it should just also be on there. Yeah,
yeah.
3 for the biting or for the selfie fights.
I think the selfie, that's like a larger mental illness. It's not like a lack of masculinity. It's like excessive narcissism. If you're retaking selfie, I think if we're talking about like manliness, what's less manly? It's talking about your problems.
Okay. One for talking about
we are talking to the guy with one of the largest NFT selfie collections in the world right here. But that, I actually think selfies are okay as a guy if you're smiling. If you're doing a little smirk. If you're like sending a straight face selfie to a girl being like, what you up to? Like something like that. Like, ugh.
But like, as like, have you guys ever sent like the not good looking man, like half your face in the frame?
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, plenty of
bread and butter.
Selfie.
Yep.
Easy selfie.
Selfie is going to move on. Now we can run through our playoffs. First one being chasing after something that's blowing in the wind. So just a very funny visual versus needing help opening a jar, Glennie.
I'm going jar.
Jar, no question.
Yes, sir.
1 for the jar?
Yeah, I'm going jar as well.
2 for the jar, fights?
I think probably jar.
Probably jar. 3 for the jar, Nick.
It's chasing something, dude. Easily.
I'm just trying to imagine.
Some jars are tight. Sometimes there's shit on your hands. You got beat by a gust.
Just imagining in Chicago terms of blowing down like the Riverwalk, like you're chasing your paper along the Riverwalk.
Bad.
Yeah. KB.
It depends if it's like over 10 seconds of chasing, like that's bad.
Like a straight up hunt.
Hunt. And if it's a jar that no one else can open, like that's fine. But if somebody else does get it for you, that I think I'm gonna have to go with jar here.
I think if you try to open it with like extra shit, like you put like a cloth over it, and then the guy that does open it doesn't.
You run it under hot water.
Yeah, you do all the tricks and none of them work, and the guy just opens it.
Hit it off a corner.
Yeah. And the guy like raw dogs it. Yeah.
The way to do it is you got to give as little pressure as possible. Do people know that's the trick? Like if you're opening a jar of pickles and you're like squeezing the shit out of it, you're just fighting against yourself. If you just give it a nice little turn, 9 times out of 10, it'll open.
That's
didn't know that. Yeah.
I always just get it instantly, I guess.
Fuck you.
Dave?
Oh, it's the jar.
It's the jar.
I've been handed jars by women, and in that 3 second window where I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able. It's the worst 3 seconds of my year every time.
That's true. So now we have the number 16 sports jargon, not knowing any sports jargon, going up against the number 9 seed soft handshake, Dave.
Mm.
Soft handshake is that will beat everything. We're joking about a lot of these. If I shake your hand and you have a limp dick handshake, I judge you as a man. Like, actually. So
one for the soft handshake. KB?
I'm going sports jargon. I think dudes who overjudge hands are compensating for something. It's just a handshake. A real brief thing. I'm not even thinking about you. I'm just trying to get this interaction over with. So sometimes I can see a guy going limp.
My point is that's like man 101 stuff.
It is.
Yeah, but it's also like, that man didn't touch me the way I wanted him to touch me.
Yeah, that man didn't squeeze me.
Didn't squeeze me hard enough.
Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I'm changing my vote. I'm changing it because I hate people who, if you call a fucking inning a period or something, like, I hope you die a painful death.
Jesus.
Like, an actual painful death.
Two for the sports jargon. Nick?
Yeah, the handshake, like, I'm sure I've had my hand shook good and bad. I can't remember one. I can't remember a single handshake I've been in.
I actually want to bring this up when we were talking about it. You know who is a notorious, very, very apparent overcompensating handshaker?
Trump.
Yeah.
I would bet he has a limp dick. Is that a thing?
No, he pulls you in.
He does a pull in. Captain Cons. He will make sure that he is suffocating your hand just to prove a point. Because he's that insecure and unmanly.
Jesus.
I'm not even kidding. Next time you shake his hand, he will make sure he's like putting, like, he is trying to break your fingers.
Oh, I'm going to make a point of that next time. So, Nick, which one are you picking?
It's sports jargon. We know the type of guy it is. And it's like, it makes me so uncomfortable just because, like, they think it's working.
Right.
They think they're fitting in.
Yeah. It's always a guy you don't know
in their head. They know in their head. Like, they need to fit in and act manly.
Uh-huh.
And, the worst part is, like, oftentimes I would rather not correct them ever.
Mm-hmm. Never. No, you don't. You don't. Yeah. Like, it's always there. They're trying to, I don't even know how I want to put this. Like, you can't make fun of them because you don't know them well, you know? Right. It's always a situation where if it's like I said, like my sister's ex-boyfriend 20 years ago or whatever, but like if it was me or you, like I would just bust your fucking balls about it, roast you for it. That you got to act like you're all like, oh yeah, man.
It's not the same thing, but Fasoli, who pisses me off just by existing. We were talking football, and he was just like, "Will you talk to me when the Steelers have the same amount of Super Bowls as the Patriots?" Like he like mic dropped. I was like, "They do."
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a very Fasoli move.
Yeah.
So we have three for the sports jargon fights.
I'm going handshake. I know it's already been touched upon, but like it's basically the first thing ingrained in you. Like if you're have a good handshake. It's like you got a penis, you're a boy. You got a good handshake, you're a man. Like that's like the first thing you learn.
Yeah.
And, we're card not right doing there.
Politics
damn.
Here.
Damn.
I think I'm just probably coping because I'd imagine I'm an awful handshake. Mm. I'm always clammy.
I'm just going off based how I would judge.
So we are 3-1 in favor of the sports jargon.
Yeah, I'm with KB. I'm thinking of how I think I would more easily forget a quote unquote bad handshake than I would forget a guy's, you know, saying that.
Oh no,
the Yankees had 9 points last.
When you
night.
Have a, like, I know the bad handshake.
You do.
I've interacted with.
Mm.
I don't think about it.
Tommy, when someone in baseball's when it's a 0-0 score, how do you
no
it?
Score?
Okay. That you've passed the test. I hate when people say it's tied 0-0.
Oh,
it drives
pathetic.
Me fucking insane. It's pathetic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we are sports is going to win, bud.
Yeah, I'm going jargon. Just for the fact that it shouldn't happen. Like, people shouldn't even try it. If you don't know the sport, just don't talk about it. I'd rather that be a thing.
Again, I still think the guy trying to fit in, I think, is whatever.
I picture like me being married in like 30 years and like having to like talk to a dad in my kid's class. Yeah. And he doesn't clearly know, and you got to just pretend. That annoys me. I'm definitely going sports jargon.
I think, Dave, even like if you said the score is 3-0 instead of 3-0, I would judge you a little bit too. That might be specific, but 3-0 that's 3-0.
It's 3-0.
Nothing is pretty manly
yeah.
in general.
What about zip?
Yeah, zip ice. I would say zip, three zip.
That's fine.
I think I don't. I, this is like a new one to me. I don't think I think if you ask me to score a baseball game, I go, there's no score, 0-0.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think, well, you said no score first. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You qualified it.
What about nil? I feel like that people use in soccer, that's but soccer, not in. Soccer. Yeah,
I think that's only soccer. I think I did it with every sport. I think if it's 0-0, I no score, 0-0.
Yeah. So, Glenn, you're up for a sports jargon versus not being able to or needing help to open a jar is going into the finals.
I'm going
to
go with sports. I'm going to stick with sports.
You're sticking with sports jargon?
Stick with sports.
Sorry, sports versus.
Not needing help opening a jar.
I'll go sports.
Two for sports. Fights?
Yeah, it's probably sports.
It's probably sports. Three for sports, Nick?
Again, kind of in the same vein, but I once said Andre Agassi just because I had only ever read the name. And it haunts me to this day. I said it on the Yak early on.
I do this
on.
All the time.
I hate it. It's horrible. Being on that side of it, it sucks. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So sports jargon.
Sports jargon, KB?
Yeah. I'm talking about the basics here.
Mm-hmm. And Dave, I'm assuming same
sports
thing.
Jargon. Yeah. Sports jargon.
So sports jargon is going to go into the finals on the other side. We have poor throwing motion, not being able to throw things, versus covering your ears when a loud sound is happening in your mind. It's just so funny to think about. Dave.
I will remind everybody that I did almost cause someone to commit because of how hard I threw a baseball. And because of that.
Was it how hard you threw it or how not hard they threw it?
Combination of each. A little bit. Yeah.
Well, combination.
Good old fashioned one-two like, combination of each.
That is the most manly I've ever felt in my entire life. Especially when I heard that he was, like, you know, hanging from a rope in his closet. joking.
Lederberg, that's your friend, right?
I know. I am. I swear to God, I'm joking. I like Kravis, and this obviously a joke.
Whoa, that's who it's about.
I've made this joke many times, but it's throwing for me. It'll always be throwing.
One for throwing, KB.
Yeah, the standard arm back hurl should be such an involuntary motor skill. From thousands and thousands of repetitions. If we're talking just masculinity, that's going to be my vote.
Mm-hmm. Two for poor throwing. Nick?
It looks bad, but like, there's a type of guy that could maybe get away with it. Like, Kyle, you don't have the best mechanic for throwing a football, but you are a wrestler.
Yeah, we look bad. Like, yeah.
You're not supposed to throw shit.
I'm bad at all other
stuff. Like, putting your hands over your ears is toddler shit. Oh, I don't want to hear that. Oh, and you're like squeezing your own head.
It's autism.
It's autism.
Yeah.
It's that. Yeah.
Covering their ears, fights.
It's throwing. If you like, sometimes stuff's just loud. If you just can't throw, that's very not manly.
Mm. So we are three for poor throwing.
I'm
one
torn here. I mean, yeah, not throwing is very class, but you do see that a decent amount, and it's like, oh, what? But like, if I was walking down the street and I saw some guy go like this because a fire truck was coming by, that's pathetic.
Would you rather do that in front of a girl you were trying to sleep with, or throw poorly in front of a girl you were trying to sleep with?
Rather be worse. Throw poorly.
Yeah. Covering the ears had in a date situation. I think covering the ears would be game
right.
Yeah,
unless there's a nuclear war breaking out, and it's like one of those sirens. I don't know what other noise would. I'm gonna go with covering the ear.
Covering the ears. Two for covering the ears. Three for the poor throwing motion. Glennie,
I'm stumped because I feel like covering the ears doesn't really even happen.
I will say, I've seen it.
I've seen it.
If we're saying we've seen it, then it's definitely covering the ears.
Definitely covering the ears. All right, so we're tied up. I think between these two, the covering the ears thing, I think you put it in a good situation. If you were trying to like get with a girl and she saw you do one of these two, she only throw poorly. I don't think she would give it that much of a second thought. If she saw you cover your ears because a police siren turned on, it's entirely over.
Wait, hold on. Why do we care about what girls think here? That's like the gayest thing you can do.
Well, okay. Same
like,
thing.
I care what other men think.
Same thing.
About
if you guys
me.
Saw him, if you guys were, if you were like walking to lunch with me, and you saw me go, "Oh, that siren."
I don't know. It's hard.
If you saw me like throw something at poorly, you'd be like, "Oh, you're dumb." You wouldn't be like,
"Right."
I think less of you as a man. If you saw me cover my ears because of a police siren, you would immediately you'd be texting every person you knew. Like,
yeah, I'm thinking less of you as a man both ways.
Yeah, but which one's worse?
Throwing.
I'm gonna stick with
the
covering the ears.
Teach their own.
So covering the ears is going to move on. Now on the other side, taking a selfie, a serious selfie, trying to look hot, going up against swinging your feet. which we talked about earlier. Glennie.
Serious selfie's my winner right now. It's going to be tough to beat that.
Very tough to beat. Yeah. Agree.
This is a bloodbath.
But I agree. But I think back to what you said about chasing something. Like I think it with women too. Like, I think if you take selfies,
no, women should take selfies. Women should take selfies and look hot in them and post them on Instagram. Yeah,
Using selfie in the traditional sense of the word? Like it's just your face.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could have like some of your neck and
just any dude like trying to be hot. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think no matter who you are, I think a selfie is a severe mental illness. What's the other one?
Swinging your feet. It's a tough one.
I guess I'll go selfie because some people are just short. But I think selfie is both sexes.
Three for selfies, Nick.
My thought process has been, which would I not want to be caught doing? And it's selfie. Mm-hmm. I like you guys would lose all what little respect you have for me if I'm just.
I'm not kidding when I say it would change my opinion of you entirely as a person.
Yeah, as it should, Tommy.
Like if you were taking if Nick was taking a dead serious selfie and sending out,
it
would.
It doesn't even have to be.
I would
serious.
Never look at you the same way ever.
Like.
Thank you, Tommy. That's how you should feel toward. Yeah. Yeah.
I think the last time we talked about this was on the bracket. All the shows.
Recording yourself.
So, on Saturday of this week, we have Wishfest. I'll give it a shout out. Come to Wishfest this weekend. It's a charity that we donate 100% of proceeds to cancer benefits. I got to promote that today. And I literally have been thinking about it nonstop because it's going to be on my walk home and it's going to be the worst minute of my week, probably.
Do you have to do it on your walk home?
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter where. It's the fact that I'm going to be doing this motion, and I'm just dreading the thought.
All right, well,
and I'm promoting a literal charity.
Well, I'll retweet it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll make sure that we repost it, no matter when, what time you put it up.
It's like when we do the game time ads. It's an instant hit send on the tweet, and then I mute that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was one game time ad where you were fucking wasted.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well,
you said you could get them on Google Maps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. I think that one that kind of reminds me of the situation you're talking about. It's like whenever sometimes like an athlete's Snapchats to a girl will get leaked, and it's like sending Snapchats to a porn star. Like you look at that and you're like, oh,
that I would respect. Or if he's just using it to respond to an aspect, if he's like, what are you doing this Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's way worse.
My thing with you is still, I completely agree with you. I would look at Nick entirely differently, but I don't think I'd look at him as less of a man. I'd be like, yeah, there's something wrong.
You wouldn't hesitate if you saw Ree or Fran taking a selfie.
Or Rudy.
No, or I Chief. Wouldn't. So I guess it there is some.
As Chief, have you seen it?
What?
Have you seen Chief taking a selfie?
Oh, dude, he's the selfie king.
Is he actually?
Look at the guy.
What? What's that?
What does that mean?
He like he regularly gets a manicure. Of course he takes selfies.
You
don't
really have nails in a manicure. Or you don't really have like nails in a selfie.
If Chief was showing off his nails in a selfie, that would be
that's funny.
Pretty tough. So Nick, are you gonna stick with selfies or the swinging the feet?
It's gotta be selfie.
Another one for selfie. It's going to win, but KB?
I'm kind of with fights. I hate it the most, but I don't know if it's necessarily emasculating. Because I think a lot of like slayers and Casanovas and like pro athletes will do it to get girls or to try to get pussy. And it's embarrassing, but I don't know if it's like the merit to their masculinity.
Okay.
But if you're swinging your feet and because you're not tall enough to touch the ground, I mean, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is a rough one. So you're gonna go swinging the feet.
It's just for show, but I'm gonna change my vote as well with Kyle.
You're gonna change?
Yeah, I think the selfie still wins, but I'm just gonna be on the right side of history on this one.
Well, it's not yet. It is right now. After that, it would. Oh wait, no. Yeah,
it's 3-2. Yeah. Well, yeah. It depends on
Dave.
Well, I am voting. So as a short, I often have my legs dangling, and it is the most embarrassing thing that happens to me. Mm-hmm. So I am gonna vote this one.
Wait, sit all the way back in that chair. Like to your butt to the back. Touch your butt to the back. Okay, you touch your butt.
I do hate this chair, though. I've been fucking with it. I'm sure you've noticed how much I've been fucking with everything.
I haven't been.
But yeah, it's and people obviously, especially here, they'll see it happening. Like on the chairs out there, my feet dangle. I think probably, but everybody points it out. It's like, oh, look at Dave's feet dangling. What a midget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
By the way, I just sent you guys the Zion selfie I was talking about. I was trying to remember what it was, and it was, I got a big room, come sleep with me. And it's The picture's tough. It is a rough one. So selfies is going to win.
It looks like he just got done with practice. Yeah. He's wearing his practice.
Penny, yeah.
Penny.
So taking selfies is going to go up against covering your ears when loud noise.
Sorry to interrupt. I think I would think different of Rhea and Fran. I know they take them, but if I saw it with my own eyes.
I would never judge a girl for taking a selfie.
It's not a judge thing because I've seen the pictures. When I see a picture, it doesn't bother me. It's seeing the act of taking the picture.
Okay. Yeah. So selfies versus covering your ears when a loud noise goes by. Dave.
Selfie.
Selfie's going to get another vote. KB.
Yeah, I claim to do this. I don't actually do this. if you actually cover your ears because you're so affected by a sound, then that is the worst.
1-1, Nick.
Sound. Again, back to the point of like, it's not only just a loud sound. It's a loud sound coming from a truck full of hot heroes.
Yeah, about to enter a building that's literally on fire.
Yeah. 2 for covering the ears, 1 for the selfie fights.
I'll probably go covering the ears.
3 for covering ears, 1 for selfie.
I'm going selfie here. I just can't get the image of Nick taking a selfie out of my head.
Can you take one right now?
No.
Like I said, selfie's my winner. I'm sticking with selfie.
I don't want to lose Tommy's respect. It's one of my favorite things I have.
So, we are 3-3. The Zion selfie is so... Like, that one is one that, like, you think of him, he's a multi-million-dollar athlete, like, rich, strong, all the great things, like, super whatever, masculine shit. And, like, that selfie just so immediately takes him down a peg.
Yeah.
That hurts so bad. But, man, the covering the ears, dude. Just, like, and I've seen it. It's just, like, I remember literally walking right near FIT, near our office, this older guy, like, a siren comes by, and he's like, oh! And he covered his ears, and it was so fucking emasculating.
Were you guys here for the Aaron Water show last, only a couple months ago in August?
Yeah.
Did you guys have to cover your ears at all?
No.
No?
Oh, no. I was indoors, though.
Yeah, I was indoors. But it's loud as shit.
Yeah, it's fucking loud.
Yeah.
You're allowed to do it there.
So I'm going to move on covering the ears. So covering your ears from a loud sound versus not knowing sports jargon. Start out with you, Glennie.
It's a good final.
Sports jargon.
Not knowing sports jargon?
Not saying sports jargon.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
is this the final, by the way?
This is the final.
Okay, cool.
Do you think that it matters more with sport of this?
No.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
I mean, if you don't know fucking water polo.
I don't know hockey, really. If baseball,
but then I just don't want to talk
football, basketball.
Yeah.
I just won't talk. I know not to talk.
Exactly. Or I say, like, I don't follow hockey for shit. Like, yeah. I won't try to fake it.
Hockey's
like,
on the borderline.
I have a trade in 10 icing. Minutes. I'm going to go grab that if
okay.
we're done.
Yep. You're good. So glad you're sticking with sports jargon.
Yes.
I will say NHL is, like, on the borderline of it. But the other three, if you don't know, like, the big three, like, the basics, that's tough. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, the covering ears is funny, but it does seem so absurd where it's almost like, yeah, they have something wrong. They have a sensory issue. If you just don't know, again, calling runs, points, et cetera, periods, quarters, the losing score first, you're not a man.
I'm going to go jargon.
Jargon, 3 for jargon. Nick?
It's jargon.
Jargon's going to win, but KB?
Yeah, agreed.
Jargon, yeah. Dave, jargon. So the winner of the bracket episode 151, least manly thing that a man can do is not knowing basic sports jargon. Again, I think it matters a lot, the situational. And I think that to me, it's so much worse when a guy tries to make you know that he doesn't care about sports.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the, not even annoying, it's just super unmanly too. But yeah, that's the winner. Come back next week. We'll have a brand new episode for you.